An ordinance requiring food truck safety inspections on a yearly basis will need a fourth reading. Good morning with your WTUZ 9 o'clock news. I'm Mary Alice. New Philadelphia City Council held a third reading for a proposed legislation which would require businesses to pass a yearly inspection by the New Philadelphia Fire Department. And while Council first motioned to pass that ordinance, some in attendance voiced displeasure, including owner of Three Little Piggies food truck, Patrick Barbie, who asked Council their intentions for making the process more fair across the board and how they were to address businesses such as his food truck if the operator is from out of town.
I don't mind paying the $50, but I want it to be fair across the board. And being fair across the board would be charging a restaurant or any truck that comes in. I don't care if they come in at 1 o'clock in the morning to, you know, someone should be there and inspect them and say, okay, you owe me $50.
And his concern is also that vendors who operate past normal hours for the fire department inspections would not be checked, or vendors would be unaware of this requirement. Meanwhile, Fire Chief Jim Parrish said that the department would give their best effort in ensuring all trucks were inspected prior to events.
The spirit of this whole thing is to make it safer for the people in the community. It's not a money-making deal for the city. That's not the point. The point is to increase the margin of safety for not only the people that are working in that truck, but also the people in the community that are buying off of that vendor.
Council decided to hold off on making a decision for that ordinance until their March 11th meeting. The National Alliance on Mental Illness is stressing the importance to keep in mind that suicide can touch and impact anyone. Tuscarawas County NAMI Chairperson Todd Little indicates that while there may be subtle signs of someone contemplating suicide, oftentimes there is no advance warning.
But if we can try to educate ourselves about what to look for, I think that can maybe help prevent some of these deaths.
And he notes that every 13 minutes, somebody takes their life by their own hand, and that for every completed suicide, there are about 25 other people who attempt.
With children as young as 8 to 23 being an increasing group that's considering this as an option when they have problems.
In light of that data, Little emphasizes the need for the community to act and let individuals know that there is not only hope, but help. And among our local entities providing assistance are the Adams Board, Community Mental Health, and New Life Counseling. And our local crisis hotline is 330-343-1811. The main library of the Tuscarawas County Public System is holding an educational program about the internet on March 5th. Emerging Technology Associate Virginia Wright says that space is limited to ensure a hands-on experience, and also notes that all ages are welcome.
It really is a basic program, and the whole idea is for people to feel comfortable and to feel like they can ask any questions. It's very slow-paced, and try to make sure we get those questions answered for you.
And anyone interested can register on the library's website or by calling the main branch. Now for a look at state news, the United Auto Workers has sued General Motors in federal court to stop the closing of plants in Ohio, Michigan, and Maryland, claiming the union's contract forbids the company from closing or idling plants under current contract. The lawsuit was filed on Tuesday, and the plant at which UAW is trying to prevent closures are in Lordstown, Ohio, White Marsh, Maryland, and Warren, Michigan. GM says that the announcement about the closings doesn't violate the contract. Then for a look at sports news and local boys tournament action from last night, TCC defeated Monroe Central 59-47, Highland bested Newcomerstown 76-19, and Tuskegee Valley defeated Ridgewood 59-50. Also, don't forget to join the Big Z Sports team tonight when they give play-by-play action for the New Philadelphia Lady Quakers when they take on the Riverview Lady Black Bears at Indian Valley High School. Coverage for pregame starts at 6:30. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock. And that's a look at your 9 o'clock news report, a service of the First National Bank of Denison, with offices in Denison, Dover, Janayton Hutton, the Southside, and Schönbrunn in New Philadelphia. Your Z Country forecast after this.
This is Nicole Zesiger, president of the First National Bank of Denison. As I travel through our county, I am always reminded of how blessed we are to live here and how hard people work to make it better. Our schools, churches, and community groups have always worked to improve our lives and the lives of the next generation. And all of us here at the First National Bank of Denison believe in that idea. We believe that a great community bank should be focused on making our lives better and more productive. That's why we want to be your first choice when it comes to borrowing money. We also want to be your first choice for convenient banking. We offer safe, secure, online banking, as well as our new app for your smartphone. I'm Nicole Zeziger, president of the First National Bank of Denison, and I'm proud to tell you that we see a bright future for this area. We invite you to join us in this vision. Come see us at any of our local offices or online at fnbdenison.com.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Cloudy to partly sunny today, becoming milder this afternoon with high temperatures in the upper 40s to near 50 degrees. A cold front will approach this evening with a few rain showers during the evening hours. Then we'll look for a colder overnight with low temperatures dropping into the middle 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cooler with highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy Thursday night, lows in the mid-20s. Friday, becoming partly sunny with a high of 46. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
Be sure to go to WTUZ.com for more information on local news, Big Z sports, and everything happening in Z Country. With your 9 o'clock news report, I'm Mary Alice.